old Jonah out of the hole and they chopped him in the water just to lighten up the load. Now the Lord made a whale long and wide.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
And he swallowed up Jonah, hair and hide.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
Okay, so here we are now, Yonah Perek Beis. Lord, Lord, what net of fish? Vayeman Hashem Dog Gadol. And I know you're going to say a whale is a mammal, but it doesn't say a whale. Hashem picked a huge fish, Livloa es Yonah, to swallow him up. If you remember, we chucked Yonah off the side of the boat. Everything was calm. Everybody went home to make sacrifices. But in the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now chose a very large fish. And what does it mean, appointed? So, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says the fish had been appointed from the time of creation. From way back when, created just to swallow up Yonah. So there would be some room for him on the inside. And of course, it's a big nes that Yonah does not drown, and that he got swallowed up as soon as he got thrown off the boat. And the fact that he could survive in the belly of a fish. There is a great deal of talk in the art scroll Treyasar about it has been observed that both the sperm whale and certain larger species of sharks would be capable of swallowing a man whole. But the identity of the species of the fish is unimportant, and the attempt to identify it distracts us from the essential thread of our narrative. So here we go. Yonah is being swallowed up by the fish. And Yonah remained in the inside of the giant fish, or whale, or large shark, or whatever it might have been, for 3 days and three nights. So Yonah is provided somehow oxygen to survive, says the Malbim. Hashem let him survive like an embryo in the womb. And not only that, but he had presence of mind. So finally, Beis Vayispalel Yonah El Hashem Elokav Vime'e Hadoga. So Yonah davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem his God, Elokav, from the belly of the fish. So it's a great nace that he can live for 3 days, let alone anything else. Notice, of course, it changes Dug to Daga. And so what the Chazal tell us on this, the Zohar says this, Rabbeinu Bachya says this. They say actually that it's the same fish. Others say that he was a little too comfortable in the first fish, so he got put into a second one, into a female fish that had a little bit less elbow room, a little bit less space, tightened up the quarters a little bit so that he is going to daven. So Yonah is finally going to daven out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reach out to Hashem. And we said before that some of the Mepharshim say he didn't reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, figuring death was better than survival and then warning those who don't necessarily love Jews to do repentance and then make the Jews look bad. So Gimel Vayomer, so he said, Karasi Mitzara Li El Hashem. I called out from my distress to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaneni. And he answered me, which is interesting, because Hashem hasn't necessarily answered him yet. Ibn Ezra says this was actually a nevuah, a prophecy that it's going to definitely come to pass. But he also has tremendous confidence that Hashem is going to answer him. Mibeten Sha'ol, from the belly of the deep, which depths are usually called Sha'ol, the grave. Rashi says the depth of a fish is similarly appointed to the depth of a grave for a person who's not going to survive much longer inside a fish. Shivati, I cried out, and Shamata Koli, you heard my voice. So we get past tense because of the tremendous faith that Yonah has that he's going to be heard. Now, again, this is very different from any of the other narratives in Treyasar, which are generally straight nevuah without a very dramatic story all around it. Dalid, Vatashlicheni Mitzula Bilavav Yamim. You cast me into the deep, in the heart of the seas, the heart of the ocean, not to be confused with a certain necklace that a very old lady might drop overboard after it was not found in the Titanic, because she had it the whole time. Spoiler alert! So you cast me into the deep, in the heart of the ocean. Then Nahar Yisov Viveni, and a river surrounded me. Which is interesting, because if he's in the heart of the ocean, why would he need rivers, which are landed and much shallower? But the idea is that the river had kind of a whirlpool around me. It whirled me around, and it whirled around me. The junction, Radak says, where the river meets the sea. Not to make any comments. From the river to the sea, Yonah will be swallowed by a fish. Kol mishbarecha v'galecha olai avaru. All of your breakers. Interesting that mishbarecha in English and Biblical Hebrew is the same thing. The breakers, those choppy waves at the top. And your waves, v'galecha, olai avaru, passed over me. So whether it's the waves over there by the shore, whether it's the deep waves, the breakers, so all of this passed over me. Vata'al, oh, I'm sorry, skipped a little bit of the Pusik. Pusik, hey, Vani Omarti, and I said, Nigrashti mineged einecha, I have been driven away from before your eyes. So when they threw me into the sea, I said, basically, I'm a dead man. And being mineged einecha is already Yonah's mistake from before, saying that he's cast away from the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says he was overcome by fear when he watched the waters close over his head. And he said, this is it for me. You know, I always wonder, I don't wonder that much, but, you know, a person who jumps off a building, there's a very old joke about what's the last thing that goes through his head, and that is not something you want to tell on a shir. But I always wonder if there's a moment of regret while the person's falling to their deaths from a skyscraper or whatever it might be. Like, are they thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that? And I wonder if Yonah had a little buyer's remorse at that moment. So I said, I've been exiled from your vision. Ach osif lahabit. But I will continue to gaze el heichal kochecha upon the halls of the Beis HaMikdash, your holy temple. So I know that you're going to restore me back to Eretz Yisrael, back to the place of Nevuah. I will continue to daven towards the Mikdash, which is interesting because the Mikdash wasn't really the center of his Nevuah at all, but it seems to play a place here in what Yonah is saying, that davening towards the Mikdash is a very important concept. You'll let me gaze upon the Beis HaMikdash again, says Radak. You'll return me. I'll be davening there. Mitsuda said, I'll say Tefillah of Hodah. I'll be grateful. Which is a nice turnabout for Yonah, who was ungrateful before, and now will be very grateful for the fact that he has survived.